The labor shortage could last years, so says J.P. Morgan chief global strategist David Kelly. In an investor note, Kelly cites two main reasons: the increase in baby boomers retiring and otherwise aging out of the labor force faster than younger ones are filling the gap, a trend already accelerating before the pandemic. The second reason, the pandemic itself. Government stats show 1.2 million Americans say they are still staying home due to COVID, not only because of fear of getting it, but because of the lack of childcare and other home care needs. Other economists also point to the mismatch between the skills job seekers have and the skills the open jobs need. China's central bank plans to ease up on its banks and let them stash less cash as a cushion against economic collapse. The People's Bank announced Monday that it would reduce the reserve requirement by 0.5% to 8.4% starting next week. It's said to be an effort to inject more liquidity into China's financial system and stave off disaster in its heavily indebted housing market, especially the Evergrande Development Group. But it's getting harder to figure out exactly what's really going on with China's economy. As the Wall Street Journal reports, China's Communist Party has long kept a tight grip on information, and that grip has grown especially tight over the last year, leaving countries and companies guessing how to operate and driving mistrust. Japan will be paying the U.S. more for hosting its military forces. Phoebe Amoroso reports from Tokyo.
Both countries are aiming to boost their security alliance, and the U.S. is moving towards mobilizing its most advanced military technology in the region. The next focus is the amount that Japan will pay for hosting the U.S. forces, as costs are rising. The figure is likely to be decided before the year end, as Japan works to draw up a draft budget for the next fiscal year. Phoebe Amoroso, Tokyo.
And low supply and high demand is preventing the usual winter slowdown in the apartment rental market. The real estate platform RealPage says occupancies hit a record 97.5% last month, and annual rent increases are nearly 14%. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.